Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
If there's one thing that gospel music has, they're super fans who love, who pray for, who follow groups and want to know the behind the scenes story. Now, some artists may not have these kind of fans, but in Southern Gospel, I think you've got a lot of us who really love the people and the making of everything behind the scenes, if you will. And with Brian Free and Assurance, that's no different. You guys have people that are faithful friends, who followed you for years and years. And so, therefore, there is now a documentary out that really kind of tells the story of Brian Free and Assurance. And I'm honored to sit with Brian Free right now. And Brian, your son Bryce is with us, and we're going to find out why here in just a minute. Thanks for coming along.
Oh, thank you for having us.
So there's a documentary. Now, I like to sometimes think of what I do on radio sometimes as a documentary style thing. I'm sure you've been interviewed countless times, television, print, radio. There are bits and pieces of that documentary out there. But this is like the authorized version, right?
It is. It puts it all together on an hour and 20 minute DVD and Blu-ray that just tells you everything that you ever wanted to know about Brian Free and Assurance and about the individual members, about the history of the group, just how we do things, our day-to-day life, just what we do on the road, what our routine is for the day and the night. And it covers a lot. It really does. It gets on the inside.
Now, Bryce, you grew up obviously with this guy. And so I'm sure the questions have come to you as a kid. Isn't it cool what your daddy does? And, you know, you may have, depending on the time of day or time of week, you might think it's cool. You might think it's annoying. I don't know. But at the end of the day, you're a pretty good judge on what people really want to see or what they should see. And there's even a song you guys sing about being that kind of man. So you want to talk about your angle as the guy who filmed it and produced it?
Well, it basically started, I started doing video blogs for them about 7 or 8 years ago because I would just travel on the road for fun and always had the video camera, and it just started out just as me videoing for us. Yeah. And I started realizing I'm getting some really good stuff here and people need to see this. So I was like, Dad, what if I started a video blog on YouTube and on the website? And he was like, yeah, do it. And so I just started making those. And after a few years, we've got a couple thousand subscribers and I think overall over 500,000 views on the video blog. And I just realized that it was really catching on because every time I'd travel on the road, people would come to me and say, we love the video blogs. And so I just wanted to do something a little more because the video blogs are not serious at all. It's just us being us, just stupid stuff off the wall. And I'm thinking, let's get a more serious angle to it and just show why they do what they do as opposed to us tasing each other and and karaoke and stuff like that. I really wanted to hit home with, you know, why they're gone 200 days a year the sacrifices of that and it tying into this new record.
And again, there are probably, as a family member here, times when you wished you had your dad back home, but you knew his calling. And that story is told here, I guess, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, because the new record is called Unashamed. And this record has really become kind of, this is the first record that's really encompassed them and why they do what they do, especially because that's the single right now, Unashamed, and the name of the documentary is Unashamed of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. And so it became that moment of like, this is the right time to really encompass this group and just explain that through this record. So.
Now, Brian, as the guy who has to approve this or say, yeah, that's going to be something we can do, did you ever have moments of thinking, well, I don't want this to appear that we are whining or complaining about the tough parts of the job, or that I'm sure probably we all go through this. Do people really care? They really want to know this stuff?
I have my own feelings about that. I do believe that people that truly care about your ministry and care about you, they do care. Yeah. There'll always be a section of people who just want to hear you sing and just want you to do their song. And they really, it's not that they specifically set out to not care. It's just they don't find themselves getting that involved in your personal life. So I can't say that it's a negative thing against them. It's just some people just, they don't get past just what they want to hear when they come here to sing. But there are a lot of people, thank you, Lord, down through the years that are truly close to us, that truly care. that care about everything that goes on in our lives. They care about our family members. They care about our safe travels on the road. We get emails and Facebook messages constantly praying for you. You know, saw the weather was bad, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, there was in the documentary, we just tell it like it is. If it, I don't think it sounds like whining at any point, but I know what you're saying. We're not complaining at the sacrifices that are made to do what we do. But in turn, I want people to understand that that's what ministries do. Mm-hmm. That is the sacrifice. That's the cost. That's one of the major costs is being away from our families and being on the road. And I like for them to know that, number one, so they can pray for us and our families. Mm-hmm. Number two, so that when they do come see us, they'll support us. They'll think about when the offering comes along, mm-hmm. or when a ticket price comes along, mm-hmm. or when it's purchasing a CD or something. They know that that money they're spending is going for something that's truly, you know, worth it.
And the title of the project, the CD part, and the title of the documentary really are carrying the theme of unashamed. And that's, you know, in Scripture from Romans, where you talk about I'm not ashamed of the gospel. And this is something you guys, I think just about everybody in gospel music would say this. But I know you guys have put it out there so front and center, no matter if you're singing at a small church or a large arena, you're going to get up there and make sure the name of Christ is undoubtedly who and what you're singing about.
Absolutely. As well as I do, there are places that do not want that particular type of delivery. Yeah. They don't want that message delivered straightforward, and that will keep us out of certain places. Right. But to be quite honest with you, even though those are the places that need it the most, rather than go somewhere and then quench the spirit and not like what we do, I'd rather not be there. Mm-hmm. We go the places that have us in are interested in having church. They're interested in hearing the Bible. They're interested in hearing the truth. They're interested in all of us as Christians holding each other accountable, and that's us included. And we're not there cracking the whip. When we say something from stage, it's for us too. It's to hold us accountable also.
And you got guy when you get four guys, or I don't know, five, six guys you have on the bus, and it must be a lot like what they say about Jesus who called 12 disciples. Now, it's not written, it's not documented, but you know there had to be jokes, and you know there had to be tasers and stuff involved with the disciples too. So I mean, you got you know, you're cooped up on a bus, you're going down, you know, I-10 headed out through Texas or going up through Illinois or wherever you're at. You know, there's got to be moments where you have to have humor, you have to let your hair down, so to speak, sometimes without going stir crazy.
Absolutely. Yeah. We like to have fun.
And that too, you're unashamed of.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not going to be out here if I'm going to be miserable. It's already enough of a sacrifice. Yeah. And if I'm going to be out here, I'm going to make the very best of it. I travel with a great group of guys. There's nothing like, you just be yourself. We've got, there's two or three of my guys are absolute cut-ups. Yeah. And there's never a dull moment on the bus. And when Bryce is along, Bryce adds to that. Yeah. Bless his heart. He's a lot like his dad. And it's just great having him along. Yeah. You know, he traveled with us during the summers while he was in college. And when he graduated last year, he's been on the road with us a little bit. He's been doing a lot of work, so he's been busy. But he's been traveling with us some, and it's just a joy to have. We just have fun. Right. We're going to have fun. If people don't like to enjoy their Christian life, stay away from us because we're going to have fun.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Brian Free and Assurance, and the project is Unashamed, and the DVD Blu-ray documentary is Unashamed of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Really kind of tells a story of why these guys climb on a bus, leave their families, and go off and share the gospel of Christ in the way, in the manner they do. And I think you want to find out more at their website, which is brianfreeandassurance.com.
I hear a whisper from another. The loyal servant suffering for his faith, but he will not be silent. He proclaims what he believes, and I follow his example, no matter what it means for me. I will share the gospel, and I will live the truth. All I say and do. I'll gladly pay for the cause of Christ. I'll live my life.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. I'm sitting with Brian Free and his son, Bryce. Now, you've got two boys, right?
Yes.
Bryce and Ricky. And we know Ricky as a producer. Bryce, what did you go to school for?
I actually went for music business. I went to Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. And basically music business there is like a double major of business management and audio engineering. So I got the best of both worlds. I wanted the audio degree. Mom and dad wanted me to get the business degree. So it was the best of both. So,
and so when, and we're talking a lot about a video, which is kind of funny on radio, you can't show a clip, but we'll listen to some. So video, a Blu-ray, you were behind this. This is also a passion of yours, I imagine, too, right?
Yes. It started, again, like I was saying, with the video blogs. And then I really started getting into also graphic design. And I've done all of Dad's CD layouts since Acapella was the first one, and I've done everyone since. And all their T-shirts, backdrops, you name it, pretty much everything on the table that's come out since about 08 or 09, I've done. And really got into video, videography, and started with the video blogs. And I just really wanted to go past these three-minute YouTube videos. Right. And because like Dad was saying on the bus, it's a perfect storm for humor. Yeah. But with this record, I just really wanted to hit home with these guys are serious too. And I didn't want it to seem like it was all fun and games in the road. While we do have fun, it's a serious job. And they're out here to tell people about Christ. And I really wanted to show the sacrifices of that and just how they live, you know, gone 200 days a year and doing why they do this.
Brian, I don't want to make you sound old, but when you go back and you think of your time, maybe like with Gold City back in the early days, or even when you started Assurance, you know, you had radio to help. You had magazines that helped. You had things like trading cards that had your face and some stats and favorite food and stuff like that on the back. You know, and you fast forward to our day today, and that has transformed into what Bryce is talking about, YouTube or Facebook. Video now, what used to be a major production back in the day when you were with Gold City, to film a video was, you know, not only truckloads of equipment, but just a huge undertaking. Now you can shoot a YouTube video and within 5 minutes, the whole world can see it, right? So, I mean, talk about the changes you've seen, and is that mind-blowing to you?
It is, because I remember the first time that we discussed as with Gold City about doing a concept video, as they called them back then.
Which is more like a music video, right?
Yeah, of a song. Right. You know, doing the story, the visual story to the song. Yeah. We talked about that in the late 80s, like 87, 88. And we, the Benson Company we were with at that point, they checked into it, and it was going to be about $110,000 to do the production of a video that we were talking about on the one song.
One song.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was Only God Knows. So we have a, you know, 5 minute song. But either way, it was, so obviously it was out of reach.
Yeah.
It was not something a Southern Gospel group could do. Yeah. So that got laid, you know, it got laid on the table for many, many years. Thank God things have changed now. The quality of what Bryce is doing, 10 times better than what it was back then.
Right.
Quality, and it can be done for, you know, a fraction of the cost. I mean, it's more beneficial, in my opinion, to do a music video of a song than it is to sometimes do things in other ways that you would spend money on,
right.
You know, $2,000, $4,000 a month in advertisement of some type. So it can be more effective because a lot of people see it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people view that, and it makes the song come alive when you can see it as well as hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the song take on a whole new meaning. So I'm tickled with where technology has come. And you're right, I am old. So I go back to the album days, and 8-track days. So it's neat to watch it. It really, really is to watch Bryce work. And I taught him everything he knows. Of course, he didn't learn it in school. I taught him. Now I wish I could say that. It's honestly really cool watching both your sons.
Mm-hmm.
Both my sons, God has truly blessed way beyond anything. They didn't get it from me, I can assure you that. Their mm-hmm. talent goes way past old Dad. And I just thank God because they're both heavily involved in my ministry. They are both a key part of what I do. And I cannot imagine trying to do what we do without them.
A lot of quartet guys I hear say their kids, when they start expressing an interest in what they do, they're both honored, but then they get really nervous. Like, please don't, please don't. It's very risky. You could lose your shirt here. But it sounds like what Bryce and Ricky both are doing are ways that complement your ministry. that honor you and saying, I really like what you're doing, that kind of line, but it's also a different model than just going out and copying pasting Brian Free Jr. basically.
Yeah, it is. I have to admit, if either one of my boys had come to me and said they wanted to start a Southern Gospel Quartet, I'd probably shoot them in the foot. but I want them to follow whatever God's got in store for their life, and they're both doing that, I believe, and God's using them. And yeah, it is. It's just really cool.
That's the voice of Brian Free, and you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Tell the man who's standing in front of the Red Sea, there ain't no way through. Tell the kid who's slinging a stone at a giant, boy, you're gonna lose. But you'd be talking to people with hearts of faith. Not enough. Tell the guy stepping out onto the water that it's just too rough. But those are people who've seen how the Lord can move, and they'd be the first to say to you, I know the God of possibilities. I know the
ago, Brian Free and I were talking about, you know, his days with Gold City and how times have changed, not to make him sound old. But since we are talking about that, Bryce, he's one of the youngest looking guys his age that I know. So does this documentary go behind the scenes with hair and makeup and show how does a guy like this at his age, you know, how does he look as good as he looks?
No, it's pretty... Raw.
There are some sacred moments.
It's raw. Yes, okay. It is.
It's raw.
Absolutely.
And it's ultra HD, so it shows every wrinkle, every line.
Yeah. It's all completely, other than some of the interviews, everything is completely unscripted. Right. I spent about 4 months on the road with them just to see what would happen. And I had to sift through days of footage. I don't, like, this is only for the tech people, but I had to sift through about 3 terabytes of footage to make an 80-minute video. So it took a while. There's a lot of stuff. I could have made probably 2 other documentaries worth of footage. But it was, it's completely off the wall, raw, exactly how things go down in the bus.
Bill Shivers was telling me, he said, I'm so excited and we're proud of it. He says, I got to tell you, he says, we got a little annoyed at Bryce at some points because the camera never left our face. Did you make him sign a document or that says that, you know... Like, how did you go into this? Did you say, okay, we're going to try this for the weekend? Okay, we're going to try it for 2 weekends and just kind of kept going with it?
Yeah, it basically, I kind of modeled it out as I went. There was just the overarching theme, and it was just kind of a one thing led to another, and something would happen. Like, there's so many unscripted things, like, just some of the, most of the humorous stuff was the more unscripted, unplanned, like Mike messing up during one night and I got that on video, or the bus breaking down in Pennsylvania after a show and the starter went out and we're stuck.
Wasn't scripted.
No, just everything. And they're, and honestly, they're used to me videoing, but this was probably about 10 times more than I usually do. And I kind of let them know going in. I was like, if I'm going to make an hour and a half video, I've got to roll a lot, guys. So I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Right. So just be ready.
When you stick your head out of your curtain on your bunk and the camera's already there, you know you're being filmed a lot.
The project is Unashamed, and you're hearing some great sounds that put the name of Christ right out front. Brian Free and Assurance right here, right now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
We all know what David did with just a sling and a stone. It goes to show that what we do, we never do it alone. He hit him right between the eyes and watched Goliath hit the ground. David must have realized it was God who brought him down.
Anything good that we might do is a lot more God than me and you. What we bring and what he does, you can call miraculous. A little bit of faith in him will prove that whatever we go through,
gonna take a whole lot of God and a little bit of me and you. The multitude, they came to hear the words that Jesus would say. They brought no food, but they were fed before the end of the day. A boy with just some fish and bread was everything that God would need. He blessed them, multiplied so that everyone could see.
Anything good that we might do is a lot more God than me and you. What we bring and what he does, you can call miraculous. A little bit of faith in him will prove that whatever we go through is gonna take a whole lot of God and a little bit of me and you. Well, it may not seem like much, but when you give it to the Lord, he can take and multiply and turn a little into so much more. Cause anything good that we might do is a lot more God than me and you. What we bring and what he does, you can call miraculous. All that real faith in him will prove that whatever we go through is gonna take a whole lot of God and a little bit of me and you. It's gonna take a whole lot of God.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Brian Free and Assurance, and the project is Unashamed, and the DVD Blu-ray documentary is Unashamed of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Do you have any idea where this may go? Because at the date of this recording, it's just released. People are buzzing about it and they're buying it, but it hasn't been out that long. So do you think a TV network may pick this thing up? This may be the next Kardashian or something on the brink here.
I doubt that. I really don't have any desire to do that. Our schedule's busy enough. There are a number of TV stations and broadcasting companies have already got in touch with me. They want it, right. So they want to air it. So they'll find slots to put it in, yeah. and do that. But it's just, this is for our people. Mm-hmm. This is for anyone who wants to know. Maybe somebody who's not that familiar with our ministry, but heard some of our songs, mm-hmm. maybe on the radio. Mm-hmm. They want to know more about our ministry. This is it. If you want to know and like us or not like us, this is going to tell you who we are, and you'll have a decision to make. And you'll see where our hearts lie and where what we're doing and why we're doing it, how we feel about the things that we do. Mm-hmm. And it covers every aspect of it and just shows you that we're real. We're just normal people. We go through the same things every day that everybody else does.
The song Say Amen that you guys have on your project is one of those that some of us, and we've had this open discussion, some of us thought it's a good song. Nobody doubted it was a good song. But sometimes you think, well, is that a good song for a concert setting? Is it a good song for radio? Is it a universally good song? And there was a little bit of question about that until the trigger was pulled and that song was released and the nation heard it and fell in love with it. And you guys weren't the first artist to record it, but I'm telling you, it hit a nerve with the gospel audience.
Yeah. Another artist, contemporary artist, recorded it a month or two before we did. And to be quite honest with you, when we recorded the song, we had no earthly idea. The writer didn't tell us. We didn't know anything about it. Publisher didn't tell us. We recorded the song because we loved it. And you're right. We questioned at first. I knew it was going to go over well in concert, in service. But I was not quite sure how it would grab people on the radio driving down the road or, you know, sitting in the house necessarily. We went ahead, as you said, and made the decision to put it out. And it was definitely the right decision. One of the greatest, that's what we call a career song. And that one will go, we will be singing Say Amen 20 years from now if this group is still on the road. Just like For God So Loved and As Long As I've Got King Jesus and so many of these others that God has blessed us with. Thank you, Lord, down through the years as career type songs. And those don't come along that often. So it's been a blessing. And it's just a blessing every night. It's such a great message.
We're all on a journey and we're called to walk by faith. There'll always be the mountains and valleys in our way. But right here in this moment, may our strength be renewed as we recall what God has done and how we've seen Him move. If there's anybody here who's found Him faithful, anybody here who knows He's able, say amen. If there's anybody here who's seen His power, anybody here brought through the fire, say amen. Anybody here found joy in the midst of sorrow, peace in the storm, hope for tomorrow,
and you've seen it time and time again,
just say hard to see, but be bold and courageous and follow where He leads. Greater is the One who's in us than he who's in the world. So child of God, remember the battle is the Lord's. If there's anybody here who's found Him faithful, say amen. If there's anybody here who's seen His power, anybody here brought through the fire, say amen.
sitting with Brian Free and his son, and we don't often get to do this, especially with a group that doesn't have a family member singing with them. So, Bryce, the Project Unashamed, the CD I'm talking about, from the family's point of view, from your mom, your brother, you know, if you guys ever sit around over Christmas time and happen to get on this topic, what do you think the family would agree to as one of their favorites?
Wow. That's a really tough decision because personally for me, I didn't really think, and I'll be brutally honest, I didn't think they were going to be able to top Nothing But Love. Yeah. And they did. Yeah. So this record is a really tough decision as far as choosing a favorite. This is probably a little biased, but I'm really into 60s music. So I love the song Evidence in You because it opens up with 12-string guitar. Even You've Got Me Hooked. That did it. Because I was at the sessions and I remember walking in and seeing Tom Hemby bust out a 12-string Rickenbacker. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good one. But probably, wow. Probably Evidence in You or Unashamed, definitely. And Before the After? Yeah.
Question. Yeah.
It's like Before the After?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Should I go with that?
But there's a still small voice reminding me of who I used to be before God's mercy covered me. I am the face of God's forgiveness. I am the evidence of grace. I am the proof of just how He loves and how far he'll go to save. If he saw something worth redeeming in the mess that I had made, then I believe there's nothing he won't do to see the evidence in you.
Project is Unashamed, and you're hearing some great sounds that put the name of Christ right out front. Brian Free and Assurance right here, right now on Daniel Britt and Friends. And Lauren Talley is on a song here. Now, have you ever had a female come in and sing a fifth part with the guys?
This is the very first time I've ever had a guest artist come in on any album, period. Oh, wow. Ever. Yeah. And when the way that it all happened is a lot of times I listen to new material sitting there at the computer at home. And my wife, Pam, will be right there. We listen together. And if Bryce is there, he listens too. We all sit there and listen to him and kind of, you know, everybody give their opinion. And when the demo, I was playing it, she just tapped me on the shoulder. She goes, "That has Lauren Talley written all over it." Yeah. And I said, "You know what? You got a point." And I mean, it was like a bell went off. So I love the song, and we were going to do it. But when she said that, it was wow, a definite. So I called Lauren and asked her if she was interested. And she said, "Absolutely." And it turned out she just tore the song up. I mean, she just slayed it. She is one of the greatest female vocalists that has ever been in gospel music by far. Mm-hmm. And she just, I listen to it all the time. And even when we sing it on stage, it's when I get to her verse, because I start off with the first verse, and then she takes the second verse and takes that. When I get to her verse, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do this justice, you know, because she's awesome as far as I'm concerned. So it was all I could do to try to keep up.
So it was your wife's idea?
Yes. It was Pam's idea.
And she was right.
Yeah, well, she's always right. What do you mean? Listen, the bottom line is, and anybody that knows us knows that she is the brains of the outfit. We have a little bit of talent, but if people only knew how much decision-making that she has, they would credit her for so much in this ministry.
Your back's up against the wall, and you think you've been through it all, and you've got nothing left inside to fight the good fight. But don't give up, don't give in. You've got faith and you've got friends, so be strong and keep holding on. God is working even when you can't see. So just believe that.
Where there's a will, He has a way. Where there's a need, He hears us pray. And the answer is coming. Before you ask, the Savior knows. So trust the one who
at the end of the day,
where there's a will,
He has a way. I've been in the boat you're in, and I've faced the waves and winds, and just like He brought me through, He'll do the same for you. The rain ain't gonna last, this storm is gone.
Friends, Brian Free and Assurance, and not only listen to the songs of Unashamed, but the behind the scenes, the documentary really that is out there with the same title. And one of the chapters here I'm curious about is Mid America Teen Challenge. So you want to talk about that?
Once a year in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, we do a teen challenge event. We donate our time. We go there, and it's a facility where they are taking in individuals, and when it says, it's kind of deceiving, it says teen challenge, because they're everything from young teenagers all the way up to, I mean, there's 65 year old men in that program. Mm-hmm. At times, and they've got in trouble with the law, or the family has made the decision to put them in this program, and it is a Christian faith-based program that helps them get through a lot of things. Sometimes a lot of these people in there have the decision when it comes to court. They're nonviolent crimes, but the judge will say, okay, you can do this program for 9 months or whatever it is. Yeah. You can do this program for 9 months, or you can do, you know, 6 months in jail. Right. And they choose this program. What they don't realize is when they go in there, their life is about to change. And when I say that these guys are saved, I mean they are radically saved. Mm-hmm. They are I wish every Christian could be in a service with those guys. It's all men, and you got 175 to 200 men is usually what's in the program. Mm-hmm. And we just go in there, we sing, we do a full program that night, and we give them each a CD. Every single one of them, we give them a CD, our newest CD. And every year we do that. Wow. And trust me, it's more rewarding for us than it ever could be for them, because they praise the Lord in such a strong, passionate, fresh manner. It makes me feel bad sometimes. I'm like, Lord, have I lost a little bit of the joy of my salvation? Have I lost a little bit of that? Right. Please, I want some of that back. I want to be as excited about it as the first week after I got saved, like those guys. And those guys, and you can see them, a lot of them come see us later on after the program. You can see them 2 or 3, 4 years later. Nothing's changed. Right. Oh, they're still wide open. Right. They're still fired up, and they're still living for the Lord. So it's a very, very special night for us. One year we did it, they had a lot of major storms, thunderstorms there, and the power went off about 30 minutes before the program. So, I mean, the whole area is black, and it's held in a little church auditorium they have there on the grounds. Mm-hmm. And so the guys had just given up and started to go back to their rooms and stuff. And I said, whoa. And what we did, we pulled the bus up to the front of the building, ran drop cords, extension cords inside, and powered the PA. All the guys went to their rooms and got their flashlights, got candles, got anything that would create light. And we had the full service in there with it. Plugged up to the bus. And that was one of the most amazing nights that we've ever done there. But it's a great thing, great event.
And so these are stories that you're going to hear on the DVD, and when you watch the Blu-ray or the DVD version of that, it's there. Bryce, you feel like that you had your foot in both sides here. You are a member of the Brian Free family, literally, and talking about the group, the Assurance. But also, your job is to give a snapshot in, kind of from the outside world, looking into the bus.
Yes. It's really an interesting perspective of trying to, because I know these guys backwards and forwards, but then I have to think about a way of thinking, how will people connect with this? How can I present this in a way that's really going to hit home personally, that people can relate to? Because, I mean, not everybody travels on a bus 200 days a year. So you have to think, okay, that's not really going to hit home with a dude that goes to an office space 5 days a week and gets to go home. Right. And so how is this really going to affect them? And how can I make this mean something to, you know, relating the sacrifices that anybody makes, you know, to do what they do. And it just makes sense to them. So
I think, and the video kind of ends with a, if you want to call it, a glamorous moment at the Dove Awards. Okay. And this is what people think about when they think of a Christian artist or a musician of any kind that travels. They'd say, okay, yeah, they do have to travel, but they're on a luxurious bus. Okay. They do have to travel, but they're fed, you know, green M&Ms and Evian water, right? You know, and you know, what if, and so,
and cold fried chicken and stale bread or something. I'm just kidding.
And you have those moments. You have those moments where maybe someone treats you to a really nice dinner, or you're backstage and you have your own dressing room at the Opry or at the Dove Awards or something like that. But the whole story, the making of Brian Free and Assurance, those who get out there and put on work gloves and deal with bus issues.
Yeah. The glamour part is less than 5% of the time. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'd venture to say out of 200 dates, 10.
Yeah.
And that's realistic. I mean, that's the rest of it is just real. It's just there. It's what you do. It's how you reach people. It's how you cover the ground you need to cover. And I mean, it's not about glamour. We're not country artists. Sure. We're not secular artists.
Right.
And I'm not interested in that. You don't have to baby us. We're probably, I've always taken pride in being one of the most low maintenance artists that there is. And I do that with our booking agency, with a record company, and with the people. I mean, to me, to go in and have an attitude of, you know, you should be glad we're here,
right,
is something an artist should never, ever do in Christian music. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's contemporary, if it's Southern, you should never have an attitude.
Right.
These people are blessing us by letting us, bringing us in,
mm-hmm,
by letting us have the opportunity to do what we do. So we owe them. They don't owe us. And it's, so it's an honor. And we, if the day we forget that, is the day we need to stay at home, do something else. I mean, if your heart's not going to be right in what you're doing and why you're doing it, quit. Do something else. You're better off, and the people are better off if you're doing something else.
Little by little, I see a world that's changing. Until little by little, I wonder what's worth saving. But there's a still small voice reminding me of who I used to be before God's mercy covered me.
I am the face of God's forgiveness. I am the evidence of grace. I am the proof of just how much He loves and how far He'll go to save. If He saw something worth redeeming in the mess that I had made, then I believe there's nothing He won't do to see the evidence in me.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with Brian Free and Assurance, the project is Unashamed, and we're also talking about a behind-the-scenes documentary that's available on DVD and Blu-ray, and it's available at brianfreeandassurance.com. Early on in the video, obviously, there are some introductory parts that introduces the guys, and I think since we've been here, you've got a new guy, or since we've talked, Brian, on air. So just very briefly, do you want to kind of give a snapshot, and you can start with yourself, and just kind of talk about who this person is, what they do, and kind of a little bit of their resume that brought them on the journey to Brian Free and Assurance.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I started the group when I left Gold City 21 years ago now, over 21, dear Lord. When I say that, it's like, wow, yeah. That time has flown. Singing lead is Bill Shivers. Bill's been with me now for over 14 years. And just a very huge part of our ministry. Him and I have just become great friends down through the years, and very few people do you find on a road that have been, you know, together that long.
Does he ever tell you that he's got enough tenure, you can't fire him?
No, he hasn't said that yet. Yeah. But Bill does an awesome job. Our newest member is Mike Rogers. Mike has been with us almost 2 years and doing a great job. Derek, our previous baritone singer, had been here for over 10 years and just decided to come off the road, and I understand. And when he did, we hired Mike. Mike's fit in great, done a great job. Young, the youngest member I've ever hired as far as vocalist is concerned. And so I'm raising another kid, and I've done that before. Yeah, he's only 2 years older than my youngest son. So and 6 years younger than my oldest son.
He called you Pops yet?
No, he doesn't do that. But he's done a great job. Glad to have him as part of the group. And then Jeremy Lyle. Jeremy's our bass singer and has been here now over 8 years. So he's been here a long time too, and just doing a super. Jeremy's just awesome. He's consistent, laid back, easy to get along with. Never causes any problems. Just soft spoken.
I mean, he's just. Anger Jeremy is your problem.
Yeah, if you anger Jeremy, you're a bad person.
Yes.
You really are. So I've got a great, we have a driver. Mm-hmm. Guy Kirby is our driver, and he does a great job. Keep get us from place to place. But God's blessed me with a great team. He really has.
And you'll hear more of that, and you'll get to, I think, see a lot more personality shine through on a video that you guys have put out here.
Oh, yes. You get to see everything. Everything.
Here's kind of a final question I think we can go home with, because it really is a takeaway. I was in a staff meeting the other day, and working in the Christian realm that I work in, we were just thinking about what makes our office a great office and why we love doing what we do in that Christian ministry sense. And that is that we take it for granted, but we can pray with each other at the drop of a hat. Our livelihood is just so directly connected to sharing the gospel. Now, we know the Bible talks about no matter what you do, do as unto the Lord. And so even if you're a garbage collector, a doctor, a dentist, whatever, even in a secular sense, you're still doing that as unto the Lord. But what do you feel that you sort of get away with, you know, because you get to do this? And so from that point of view, that sense of things that you wish everybody could experience, and maybe it kind of comes out in this video, what part of sharing the gospel or just loving on people down in the trenches, all walks of life, you come in contact with people and you're able to have a natural transition into talking about Jesus, because just a simple question, what do you do, can lead someone to hearing the gospel?
I'd have to say that would be it, is being able to talk one-on-one at the table, whether it be about a prayer request, whether it be about something that a song we did or a word was spoken that night did in their life. I never take that for granted. You know, look, we get tired. We get frustrated. We get a lot, most of the time, about at ourselves sometimes for not, you know, for sometimes not doing what we should be doing. On stage, that we feel like I walk off stage sometimes, did I truly give everything that I could? Did I truly try to lead those people in worship? You know, you'll get aggravated at yourself. So we're human. But to hear stories about a song that's touched a life, or to get, and we get emails and Facebook messages and all that good stuff, and those, they touch us. That's something I wish everybody could experience, because you get to see the result of the ministry, you know, immediately, or if not, most time it's immediately. Mm-hmm. You can watch it in their face. So it's instant gratification, if you want to call it, to know that what your ministry's doing is effective. And that's confirmation to me. It's like, well, Lord, you've obviously got us out here for a reason. I'm in the right place. I'm doing what you want me to do. You know, help me to always do that. And so I'd have to say that would be the biggest reward, the biggest thing I wish everyone could share, is just watching the lives changed. Mm-hmm. Just hearing the stories of people getting saved, of people coming back to the Lord, people getting stronger in their relationship, prayers being answered for healing, and just all these things. And those are things that charge your battery and keep you going as a Christian, and definitely as a minister.
And Bryce, traveling on the bus, I mean, you see this to be true even at like a truck stop.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Because all the time you stop at a truck stop, you've seen the bus, it gets attention. And so you always got a truck driver who you got up in there, and they want to know. And so we'll tell them, you know, it's a Southern Gospel group. And sometimes they'll be like, oh, man, they'll shut down when they find out it's a Christian group, or they'll actually might be interested. And that gives us a chance to talk to them about it. And most of the time we'll give them a CD, and you never know the direct effect of them riding down the road that night and popping in that CD and listening to it and the effect it could have on them. So,
well, Bryce, Brian, thank you guys for taking time. BrianFreedInsurance.com online is where you can go to find out more. Even just the YouTube clips that are there, you can see a preview of the video, you can order it, you can find the concert dates, keep up, link over to Facebook, it's all there.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, man.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.